Hello and welcome. This is Reverend Karen Cleveland, and this is the Monday morning meditation. Today we're going to talk about why we are in our specific body. And sometimes many people aren't happy with their bodies and they would like it to be different. But what if there are things that only you can learn and only you can share with others by being in the body you're in? So we want to look at some of those things today. So I encourage you to go ahead and get settled into your chair or your spot, wherever you might be, and take three long, deep breaths in and out. And with each one, just settling more, feeling more grounded into the space that you're in, into the support system of the chair or the couch that you're on. And just feel yourself just being fully supported and kind of sinking in, connecting with the earth, just kind of melting into everything around you. And I want you to think for a moment as you continue to breathe deep about how or what labels you apply to your body. So, for example, what color is it? What shape is it? What size is it? What gender is it? What is its health capacity? So what kind of things do you assign to your body? Because you just kind of want to keep some of these in mind as we go through some of the other questions. And I'm going to lead you down a path. So we're going to see far ahead of us a beautiful, beautiful light shining above a garden. It's warm out. It's not too warm. It's not too cold. It's just perfect. Don't need a coat on. The sun is not too hot. And as you're walking down the path, there might be grass on the sides, maybe some wildflowers here and there, but off in the distance, you can see a gate with tall flowers, beautiful shrubs and trees, not too crowded. It all is pretty open, but just beautiful and calm. And as you continue walking the path and you approach the gate, you see that the gate opens for you and invites you in. You don't even have to open it. So you enter the garden and just have a look at some of the plants and bushes around you. Some of the flowers. Maybe you see some non-intimidating birds and butterflies flying around, minding their own business, not even aware that you are there. And you discover a bench right next to you. So sit down on the bench and you discover the glow that you saw above the garden. Was just the glow of all the flowers, the sun shining off the flowers. And it's just glowing because it's the sun and the radiance. It's just beautiful. So as you're sitting in this garden and you look up and see the glow, you just feel a deep calm come over you. And you understand that this is how life is. It's all connected. The birds and the butterflies going from plant to plant, doing what they need to do, and all the plants living in harmony, creating this beautiful atmosphere to sit in. And I'm going to ask you some questions as you're sitting in this. And I want you to contemplate these questions. Maybe feel it from deep within and just be aware of what comes up. There's no wrong answers or right answers. It's just colors, shapes, sounds, words might come up. Just be aware of what they are and don't reject anything. So when you're considering the body that you're in, ask yourself, what am I learning by being in this form? What am I learning by being in this form? What does it mean to be in the form I am in? What does it mean to be in the form I am in? What have I learned to be sensitive to, and what am I insensitive to by being in this form? What have I learned to be sensitive to, and what am I insensitive to by being in this form? What are the constraints of my body teaching me? What are the constraints of my body teaching me? How does my form inform my romantic relationships? How does my form inform my or relate to my romantic relationships? Now I encourage you to open your eyes in the garden again and see all the beautiful plants, flowers, whatever it is that is beautiful to you. And take this information you received, just kind of pretend to pick it up and carry it close to your heart and walk back out through the gate and through the back or through the path back to your home or to your starting point. Now we went through these questions rather quickly. So you may want to do this again and pause and perhaps even use it for an automatic writing exercise where you write the answers to these questions for 5 minutes or so. Because I do believe we are in this form for a reason. You have the form you're in for a very specific reason that only you can answer, and only you can discern the reason and the purpose for it. So coming on back, feeling the chair you're in, feeling your feet on the ground, becoming completely aware of the space you're in, I welcome you back into the world, and I'm glad you joined me for this today. I encourage you to again, spend more time with this and learn, and join me again on another call. Thank you so much and have a good week.